I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Access to clean water is one of the most basic human needs, but growing populations and new development are putting water supplies around the world in danger. The problem is especially acute in the developing world. Now, in Colombia, a private conservation organization is setting up an innovative project to protect the public water supply of the capital city, Bogota. It's based on an idea that's familiar to us here in the U.S., but is still foreign to much of the world, making water users pay to protect the land from which the water flows. The World's Marco Werman has our report.
This story actually begins here in my hotel room bathroom in Bogota. Jose Yunus Mubarak, the country director for the Nature Conservancy, assured me that the water in Bogota these days is so clean and clear that you can drink it right out of the tap. So here goes. Indeed, it is clear, it is clean, and it's very tasty.
Okay, the story about Bogota and its water really begins here, just outside Bogota, in the Andes.
So you can see now to the west.
Yeah, it's incredible. What a view.
I'm riding with Jose Yunus Mubarak of the Nature Conservancy into Colombia's Chingaza National Park. We're at nearly 10,000 feet, passing through clouds and rain. Access to the park is tightly controlled. That means many Bogotanians have never visited the park and seen one of the main sources of their water, the Laguna de Chingaza. It's a sacred and serene lake in the middle of the Chingaza Park.
Chingaza provides the water for the 8 million people that we live in Bogota. And the lake that we are seeing right now, that is pure, that is, you know, undisturbed and everything, is where the water comes directly to Bogota.
The ridges of the Andes in this part of Colombia are different from elsewhere in South America. Here, outside Bogota, there's no snow or ice to melt and flow down to the city. Instead, fragile mosses and lichens cover the mountains. It's a unique ecosystem called the páramo. The ground cover acts like sponges, absorbing rain and mist. When the moss is saturated, gravity takes the overflow down to the capital. Chingaza is one of several protected areas in this unusual watershed around Bogota. But over the past 30 years, many of them have been damaged by human activity, especially grazing of cattle.
When they come into places like this one and they, you know, step on it and they, you know, smash it or something, or you damage it, I mean, then the sponge loses its purpose to keep the water here.
That leads to more rapid runoff, greater erosion, and sedimentation downhill, and that has meant increasing problems for Bogota's water supply. So Mubarak and the Nature Conservancy came up with a scheme to protect the páramo. It's based on a fairly simple idea.
We would like the people in Bogota to pay people up here to, you know, change their activities, because some activities are not that good for the environment. So the deal is, guys, change your activity. We'll pay for that, because it's more valuable for the whole society to pay for that. And that's what we have been setting up.
A simple idea, but a largely unfamiliar one here in Colombia. As in much of the developing world until recently, water in Bogota was essentially free, at least to those who had access to it. In 1996, when the city started charging for water as part of a plan to expand the water system, Bogotanians protested outside Congress and the president's office. That's partly why the new Bogota Water Fund, as it's called, is voluntary. It's funded by the Bogota Water Authority and some local businesses, including the country's biggest single water consumer.
Lo mejor de Colombia es ahora lo mejor.
Bogota's Bavaria Brewery produces the popular Club Colombia beer.
Hoy, Club Colombia es
galardonado. The brewery uses more than 1.5 billion gallons of water a year, so they were a natural to be the Nature Conservancy's main commercial partner in the water fund. Bavaria is kicking in $150,000 to help get the fund started. The company's manager for corporate social responsibility is Christina Hanneberg. She says the contribution is something of a down payment on a healthy water supply in the future.
Right now, we do not have a water crisis, but we do have breweries that in the next 15 or 20 years could have a problem in the quality of the water they have to take for the product, and maybe even in the quantity. So this is part of being proactive and looking ahead and starting working from now in what can be a problem in the future.
The Bogota Water Fund is one of 18 such projects sponsored by the Nature Conservancy in South America. They're part of a growing effort to find new ways to protect freshwater resources in a time of growing populations, rapid economic development, and a changing climate. The Nature Conservancy hopes the water funds will serve as a model for watershed conservation across the region. If the basic idea of getting water users to pony up to protect their watersheds sounds familiar, that's because it is, here in the U.S. Brian Richter is the director of the Nature Conservancy's Global Freshwater Program. He lives in Charlottesville, Virginia. That city is a primary steward of its watershed lands. So are cities from San Francisco to New York.
They're spending literally billions of dollars to try to purchase the watershed lands that feed into the reservoirs that supply the city of New York's water supply.
But in Bogota, the Nature Conservancy has to do more than just spend on conservation. They also have to consider the future of those cattle farmers we spoke of earlier. Brian Richter says funds like this will only work if viable options are offered to subsistence users within the watersheds.
Something on the order of about 2 billion people on the planet are directly dependent upon freshwater ecosystems. And if we develop these water resources without paying attention to the subsistence users, we can actually impoverish people that are dependent upon the natural freshwater ecosystems.
And that could be the biggest challenge for the partners in the Bogota Water Fund. Even as the fund ramps up to being fully operational this month, it hasn't yet closed the loop with the farmers who graze their cattle in the Paramo watershed. No one can say just yet what those farmers might do instead. It's a fundamental question, but if the Nature Conservancy and its partners can find the right answer, they won't just be protecting the unique watershed here in places like Chingaza National Park. The Bogota Water Fund might do nothing short of changing how Colombians think about water. For The World, I'm Marco Werman, Bogota, Colombia.
We put some of Marco's photos of the Chingaza National Park and the cows in it at theworld.org. In case you were wondering, Marco didn't get the least bit sick after drinking all that Bogota tap water.